the British Broadcasting Corporation has started to swing. Over the weekend, the BBC began broadcasting swinging music with real hip disc jockeys.
The voice of Radio One. Just for fun.
Music.
Too much.
And a very good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio One. It's just after 7 o'clock.
And the patter sounds all too familiar.
Well, how are you this morning? Welcome along to the exciting new radio station brought to you by the BBC. Lovely to be with you. My name's Tony Blackburn, and I shall be waking you up every single morning, so I hope you're going to be around. Let's start off with this one. Just my luck to get into a leaking studio this morning. It's ridiculous. This is the latest from the movie that's called Flowers in the Rain.
Woke up one morning.
ABC correspondent Bob Young in London then talked with Tony Blackburn.
Hi, Tony. You know, that music that you're playing sounds very much like American hip music. Has it influenced you at all?
American? See, oh, I think it has over here, producing some marvelous records. Actually, that last one was a British record.
Well, now, you're one of the pirates off the ship,
yes,
aren't you? The
yeah.
Pirate ship Caroline and Radio London as well. How does it feel to be on dry land?
Oh, marvelous. And they're thinking of putting in portholes for us as well.
Young then asked DJ Tony Blackburn this question.
Do you think because this is a government-owned institution, the BBC, that this is going to tend to dampen your exuberance, your freedom of expression?
When I first joined the BBC, I thought it would. But now that I've worked for them already for about 6 weeks or so on the Light programme, which is now out, as it were, I found that this isn't the case at all.
And so the usually conservative BBC has finally begun to swing. But you can still hear more serious music and drama on Radio 2, 3, and 4.